Okay, today, Bez Hashem, we're going to continue in the second parak of Maseches Bikurim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. So Mishnah Vav is going to, and really the rest of the parak is going to compare and contrast different things, except we're no longer comparing and contrasting Truma, and Maaser Sheni, and Bikurim. We're comparing and contrasting different items in totally different areas of Halacha. So we're going to take like a little bit of a tour through Shas when it comes to these Mishnayos. So a little bit about Mishnah Vav in terms of background. In general, it is very important to know what year a fruit or vegetable is from. It has significant ramifications for many different areas of halacha. For example, if it's from the seventh year of a Shemitah cycle, well, then it has Kedushas Shviyas, and it has to be treated as such, as something with Kedushas Shviyas. If it's from the third or sixth year of a Shemitah cycle, so in most ways, that's just like being from the other years of the Shemitah cycle, except that the Chiyuv is Maaser Ani in those years and not Maaser Sheni, whereas the first, second, fourth, and fifth year would be Maaser Sheni years. So there are all sorts of halachos that are, for which it's important to know what year some fruit or vegetable comes from. Now the halacha is, when it comes to vegetables, is that the year is determined by when the vegetable was picked. That is basar l'kita, that when you picked it from the ground, that whatever year you picked it from the ground, that's the year of that vegetable. Yet when it comes to fruits, the halacha is that we go basar chanata. We look at when it began to grow on the tree. And that's why when it comes to fruits, you can have Shemitah fruits that you're picking months into the post-Shemitah year. Like this year is a post-Shemitah year. And you could still have Shemitah fruits that are being picked off of the tree today. So the Mishnah discusses the unique category of fruit called an esrog. Esrog shavali ilan b'shlosha drachim liyarek b'derech echad. An esrog is similar to a tree in that we look at the time of Chanata to determine the year of the Esrog in three ways, and it's similar to a vegetable in that we look at the time that it's picked in one way. Shavala Ilan, it's similar to a tree in that we look at the time of Chanata for three halachos. Halacha number one is Ba'arla, in terms of determining whether it's the Esrog has an Isser of Arla in the first 3 years that fruit grows on a tree, that the tree is planted and fruit grows, the fruit that grows is going to be Asr Bahana'a. So we determine the year, the years of Arla, based on the way we would any other tree. So if an esrog starts to grow during a tree's first 3 years, even though it's not picked from the tree until the fourth year since the tree is planting, it's still considered arla. A second way that an esrog is like any other tree, ubirevai, when it comes to the issue of revai, which says that the fruits that grow in a tree in the fourth year have a din of maaser sheni, where you got to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. So if an esrog starts to grow during the fourth year of a tree, even though you don't pick it until the fifth year of that tree, it's still going to have a dinner of a revai. And the third halacha, that esrog is like any other tree, ubishvias, is with regard to Shemitah. And that's what we were alluding to before, that an esrog during the post-Shemitah year has a din of a Shemitah esrog. And that's why the whole tumult about Kedushas Shavias on esrogim, and you have to send your esrog back to Eretz Yisrael, and how you have to be careful not to throw out your esrog, not to make jelly out of your esrog, not to do different things with your esrog, not to destroy your esrog if your esrog came from Eretz Yisrael, is not during the Shemitah year. It's in the year following the Shemitah year, because if it grew during the Shemitah year, it has Kedushas Shavias. It's only if it was, would have been picked after Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. Happens to be the esrogim we get typically are picked before Rosh Hashanah anyway, but even if it were picked after Rosh Hashanah, it would still have the din of a Shemitah esrog. Liyarek b'derech echad, but esrogim are like vegetables in one respect, and that is Shabashas l'kitaso isuro, that you determine whether it's chayv in Maaser Ani or Maaser Sheni, meaning is it considered a year 3 or 6 produce, or year 1, 2, 4, or 5, based on the Shas L'kita, based on when it's picked, and not based on when it grew. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel, that's at least Rabbi Gamliel's opinion. But Rabbi Elazar Omer Shavli Ilan B'chol Davar. Rabbi Elazar says, no, it's completely like a tree. It has no dinim that are like It has no dinim that make it like a vegetable. So machlokas tanaim, whether an esrog is mostly like a regular fruit from a tree or entirely like regular fruit from a tree. Now Mishnah Zayin says in the Mishnah, dam mahalchishtayim, human blood, mahalchishtayim are things that walk on 2 feet, meaning humans, human blood, shavu dam behema, lahachshir says raim, is like animal blood in that it's one of the Zayin mashkim that can be machshir something to be mekabel tumah. The halacha is that food cannot be mekabel tumah, even if it touches the most tummy things in the world, it's not going to be mekabel tumah unless it was first hukshar lekabel tumah. How does something become hukshar lekabel tumah? It needs to come into contact with one of the Zayin Mashkim. The Zayin Mashkim can be remembered with the mnemonic Yad Shachat Dam. So the Yayin and Dvash and Shemen and Chalav and Tal and Dam and Mayim. Those are the 7 liquids that if they come into contact with food, the food is now subject to Kabbalah's Tumah. So the human blood is considered blood with regard to being machshir something like Kabbalah Tumah, just like animal blood is considered blood. However, v'dam hasheretz in chayavin alav. Human blood is like dam sheretz, is like the blood of a sheretz, in that you're not chayv kares for eating blood of a sheretz, nor for eating blood of a human. So while you shouldn't drink blood of a human, it's not an iser kares to do so. You also, it's an iser daraisa to drink blood of a sheretz, because blood of a sheretz is still a sheretz, and you're not allowed to have any part of a sheretz. But there's no iser dam on the blood of a sheretz. The iser dam is very much connected, is completely linked to the mitzvah of shechita. So only those things that are subject to shechita are subject to the iser of dam. And therefore, there's no iser dam on a sheretz because there's no mitzvah shechita on a sheretz. Very similar to like a dag, a fish. There's no iser dam by a fish. Except a fish, it's mamish heter gamur. Meaning by a sheretz, the dam of a sheretz is not dam, but it's still a sheretz. It still has the status of sheretz. When it comes to a fish, it's, you know, as long as it's a kosher fish, the dam of a fish is not dam and is therefore just completely mutter. It is entirely permissible. And that's why we eat fish without doing any sort of malicha or anything like that on a fish. There happens to be an iser midrabanan that if you gather the blood of a fish in a cup, you're not allowed to drink the blood of a fish because of maris ha'ayin, because that looks like any other blood. So the halacha is, unless you put the scales right around the cup, so everyone is able to recognize and to see that it came from a fish, you would not be allowed to eat the blood of a fish. But anyway, so let's review what we learned today. We learned that an esrog, according to Ram Gamliel, is mostly like a regular fruit in that we calculate the years of Arla and the years of Revai and the years of Shemitah based on when it's the Chanata, when it starts to grow, and not based on the Lakita, when it's picked from the ground. However, it's similar to a vegetable in the Inyan of determining whether it's a Maaser Ani or a Maaser Sheni year, whereas Rabbi Elazar disagrees, and he says, even when it comes to determining Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani, an esrog is completely like a fruit of a tree. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that blood of human beings is like blood of a behema in that it's machshir lekabel tumah, but it's similar to blood of a sheretz in that you would not be chayv kares for eating human blood. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches.